With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Spicy chemical may inhibit gut tumors. Researchers at the University of California San Diego School of Medicine report that dietary capsaicin, the active ingredient in chili peppers, produces chronic activation of a receptor on cells lining in the intestines of mice, triggering a reaction that ultimately reduces the risk of colorectal tumors. The findings are published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. The receptor, or ion channel, called TRPV1, was originally discovered in sensory neurons, where it acts as a sentinel for heat, acidity, and spicy chemicals in the environment. But TRPV1 is also expressed by intestinal cells, where it normally works as a tumor suppressor. As such, the current study suggests one potential activator might be spicy capsaicin, which acts as an irritant in mammals, generating a burning sensation in contact with tissue. The researchers demonstrated a proof of principle by feeding capsaicin to mice genetically prone to developing multiple tumors in the gastrointestinal tract. Improve peer review by making the reviewers better suited to the task. A kite mark that identifies randomized controlled trials reviewed by specifically trained peer reviewers would improve public trust in the robustness of clinical trials, according to an opinion piece in the open access journal BMC Medicine. Jagisha Patel, Biomed Central's medical editor, argues that peer review should be recognized as a professional skill in the clinical medical field. While innovations in trial reporting and the peer review process have increased transparency, there has been little progress in defining the aims and effects or improving the quality of peer review itself. There is vast volume of health information available to the layperson with little or no guidance on its quality or trustworthiness. Jagisha Patel proposes that peer review of randomized controlled trials should be recognized as a professional skill. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. A blood test for suicide? John Hopkins researchers say they may have discovered a chemical alteration in a single human gene linked to stress reactions that, if confirmed, could give doctors a simple blood test to reliably predict a person's risk of attempting suicide. The discovery, described online in the American Journal of Psychiatry, suggests that changes in a gene involved in the function of the brain's response to stress hormones plays a significant role in turning what might otherwise be an unremarkable reaction to the strain of everyday life into suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Researchers focused on a genetic mutation in a gene known as SKA2, and found that its levels were significantly reduced in people who had died by suicide. In another part of the study, the researchers tested three different sets of blood samples and designed a model analysis that predicted which of the participants were experiencing suicidal thoughts or had attempted suicide with 80% certainty. Those with more severe risk of suicide were predicted with 90% accuracy. How is depression related to dementia? A new study by neuropsychiatric researchers at Rush University Medical Center gives insight into the relationship between depression and dementia. The study, published online in Neurology, indicates that the association of depression with dementia is independent of dementia-related brain changes. Participants were screened every year for symptoms of depression, such as loneliness and lack of appetite, and took tests on their thinking and memory skills for an average of 8 years. The researchers found no relationship between how much damage was found in the brain or in the change in depression symptoms over time. People who developed mild cognitive impairment were more likely to have a higher level of symptoms of depression before they were diagnosed, and having a higher level of depression symptoms was associated with more rapid decline in thinking and memory skills. However, they were no more likely to have any change in symptoms of depression after diagnosis. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by a returning guest, Dr. Martha Bellery, to talk about daily stressors, past depression, and metabolic response to high-fat meals, a novel path to obesity. Then we're going to be joined by Professor Francis Helahan to talk about cybernetic principles of aging and rejuvenation. Very, very interesting show today, and let's get started right away. How you doing, Dr. Bellery?
I'm doing great.
Thank you. Welcome back. Last time we had you on, we talked about fish oil and telomeres, right?
That's right.
Cool stuff you're always working on. So what made you look at this? Did this fall into some discovery from another research theory, or how did you find your way into this whole discussion about stress, depression, and metabolic responses?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question, because of course we based the design of the study on previous studies conducted by other scientists, mostly showing that depression and stress both increase one's risk for becoming overweight or obese. And we also know in rodents that certain trajectories of why a mouse or a rat would become overweight or obese is observed a lot in how they handle stressful situations in their cages. And the way we've seen that is that when a mouse or a rat is introduced to a stress in the cage, they actually tend to have lower levels of resting metabolic rates or lower levels of energy expenditure, and that seems to predict for that mouse's ability to gain weight and gain body fat.
And this makes perfect sense if we look at this from an evolutionary perspective. When the environment was harsh to us, stress went up. And the organism understood that if the environment is not conducive to offspring and there isn't a wealth of resources available to us and stress goes up, that it's probably a bad thing. And the body probably goes into this mode of let's be prepared, let's pack on as much fat as possible because things may go haywire. I know I'm oversimplifying it, but when we look at it from an ancestral perspective, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We thought perhaps that this could be a way to explain how we did respond to stress in our very, very long time ago, thousands of years ago, when things like food were not plentiful and you experience the stress of not knowing where your next meal is going to come from. You do tend to have more levels of or higher levels of stress hormones, and those seem to predict for this metabolic change that we found in the study we're reporting.
Yeah, and to kind of just bridge some of your previous research that you've come on the show, we know that stress also shortens telomeres, so it advances aging as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yep. All right, so let's talk about the research. Describe the study.
Well, one of the things that often people experience when they go into their doctor's office is they're told to fast. Fast overnight, don't eat any food for about 12 hours. Come in and we'll get your blood sample and we'll test you for different metabolic things like triglycerides and cholesterol levels and glucose and so forth. Well, a lot of clinicians and researchers are recognizing that most of our lifetime we actually spend not in the fasted state but in a post-meal state.
Right.
That's also called postprandial state. And so what we wanted to do and what other researchers are doing now is we're actually trying to test how people respond to their meal, a meal, in terms of how they respond to the meal and what that is associated with other things in their lives. So in our study, we were looking at how women experience negative moods such as depression and perhaps stress responses to certain stressful events, and how they respond to that in terms of how they respond to a meal that they might have during that stressful period. So we recruited postmenopausal women, and we recruited about 58 women, and we looked at how they would respond to a meal that we gave them in a clinic for the 7 hours or 8 hours after the meal. So we asked them to fast. We had them come in after a 12-hour fast. We did indeed take that fasting blood sample that everybody's interested in. But then we gave them a test meal or a challenge meal, and we looked at how the women responded to that meal, both physiologically and then looked at how those physiological responses were related to their reports of having previous depression and also previous stressors, especially on the day prior to the meal that we were testing.
Now, these women were cancer survivors, which means that they lived with life-threatening stress for some period of their time.
Well, that is true. And actually, our original intent of the study, so the primary intent of the study, was to look at whether cancer survivors compared to women without cancer but had very similar profiles in every other way, whether they experienced different physiological responses to the test meal. Unfortunately, for our primary goal, we didn't see any differences between cancer survivors and non-cancer survivors, and that original hypothesis was based on the fact that cancer survivors do indeed have a heightened level of kind of chronic stress, worrying about whether their cancer would come back.
Sure.
And also they tend to have a higher propensity for weight gain after they've been cured from their cancer. And so we're trying to understand what that's about, and we thought this study would identify that, but that did not happen.
Well, in all fairness, I say this sincerely, but I have a feeling that the women, by and large, undergo a greater deal of stress in society today than men do. Well, I take that back. We both do. But I think that even women who haven't suffered from cancers are stressed out about stuff, you know, that maybe is the underlying reason why there is a problem with weight gain amongst women and depression amongst women.
Well, you could be hitting on something, and I'm not versed in that area, but I think women and men are known to process stress differently. It's not that women have more stress than men. I think men have their share of stress, but we definitely process it differently, and we didn't in this study compare men and women. So that question or that kind of idea, which is a great one, hopefully we will be able to do in the future. But this study did have women. About 20 were women who had never had cancer, and then about 38 were women who had had cancer and were now considered survivors. In other words, they were no longer being treated for their cancer. What we did do is that, you know, the primary goal, which was to compare the cancer survivors with the control group, and there were no differences in how those two groups of women responded to the meals. So what we then did was we pooled both sets of women together and looked at how they responded to the meals in relationship to whether they've had major depressive disorder and also whether they had experienced a stressor or one or more stressor on the day before their clinical visit with us.
Okay, and I want to talk about that when we come out of the break, because we're going to go into the break in about a minute, but I want to share something with you that I think is interesting. So we talk about stress a lot and how damaging it is to our physiology, and we know that stress really does kill. It definitely can shorten lives and so on. And I've been doing a lot of shows on oxytocin lately. And I actually, as a result of one of my most recent shows on oxytocin, started to inject oxytocin at 7 IUs twice a day. And I have a theory that's I believe is going to emerge in the next decade that oxytocin is the antithesis of what everything that stress does to us. It's the opposite. And I predict that in the years to come, we're going to discover that it's not this feel-good hormone per se, which it does have the ability to change mood, but more importantly, the physiological changes from that mood changing that mm-hmm. are in the opposite direction mm-hmm. of stress. And I predict that they're going to find out that it improves telomere length and a lot of these other issues related to obesity and so on. It's just really, really exciting to me, and I'm hoping that more scientists start to grab onto this and do some research. I want to take a break. Hold your thought if you do want to comment about that. And when we come out of the other side, I want to talk about what you learned in this study. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do, with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Don't forget, Age Force is having a blowout, 48-hour blowout. You can try their fat burner patch for free. For the next 48 hours, go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to learn more. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. We're talking about how stress, depression may be affecting the obesogenic model. So what did you want to comment about the my little dissertation about oxytocin by any chance? Or you want to just stay as far away from my craziness as possible?
No, I don't know much about oxytocin except that it's a very good, powerful hormone that people have, especially during pregnancy and during breastfeeding. It's also, men do have some, but not near the levels that women, especially during pregnancy and breastfeeding, have.
Right.
And it's important for calming women so that actually they can have the letdown reflex to feed their babies. So it is thought to be a hormone that promotes calming, and so what you're talking about could be biologically possible, but again, we didn't test either levels of oxytocin or whether we could change oxytocin in our study.
Right.
So
let's talk about what you did test in the study. So what did you find? It's really impressive, I have to tell you, when I read the research.
Yeah, it was really a fun study because, again, we found some things we didn't expect, and as usual, we didn't find some things we had hoped to find. So that's the way research goes. But one of the things we looked at after the test meals were whether if women had experienced any stressors on the day before coming into the clinic, whether they showed changes in their metabolic rates. And the way we measured metabolic rates was through a method called indirect calorimetry, which is where we test how much oxygen women take in and how much CO2 they release or exhale. And by looking at that ratio of oxygen inhaled and CO2 exhaled, we can actually get a pretty good assessment of one's resting energy expenditure, sometimes called basal metabolic rate. And because most of your energy that you burn each day is resting energy expenditure, it's basically what calories you burn as you're sitting still, sort of in a somewhat reclined position, but not sleeping. So your eyes are open, you're very aware of things, but you're not moving a lot, you're not eating a meal, usually during resting energy expenditure measurements. And what we found, though, is after the meal, so during right before the meal, we measured the basal metabolic rate. There were no differences between women who had experienced a stressor the day before and those women who had not. But then when we looked at after the meal, what we found is if a woman had experienced one stressor, and I'll give you some examples of what our women reported to us, they actually had a sharper decline in their energy expenditure, meaning that they needed less calories for the next 7 hours. Or next, basically 6.5 hours after their meal to maintain their energy balance in their bodies. So they're burning less calories when they've experienced a stressor the day before. And we do know that stress does promote, again, body weight gain. So this seemed to be very, very kind of important to make that tie between weight gain, stress, and this lower need for calories.
And it makes sense again, you know, to look at it from an evolutionary perspective. It makes sense that the body goes, okay, I have to be really, really efficient and turn as much into fat as possible because there's a threat in our environment. I'm sensing that. So so how dramatic of a change was it? I mean, I want to say it was like, if just this one instance that you measured, if they did this with regularity, it's like 10 pounds a year just comes on, right?
Right. Well, what we found is about 5 calorie decline difference when the women had experienced a stressor. And if we calculate that, what that 6 hour time frame, if we added that to every day for a year, that would equal about 12 pounds of body fat or 12 pounds of extra calories that could be stored as body fat per year.
That's just based on one meal, right?
That's based on what we found with one meal. So now, Do you have a stressor every day that predicts for how your next day's metabolic rate could be? Well, maybe or maybe not. But if you tend to have a more stressful life, this could explain why you tend to layer on the pounds of fat.
Well, I want to present a supposition here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stress is very subjective, right? What one person perceives as something very stressful, another person may perceive as no big deal. But one thing that we can all agree on, in this environment, in this day and age, especially when it comes to women, women stress about their weight a lot. And if I have to believe, and I have no way to prove this, but I have to believe that if a woman is already kind of stressed and she sits down and she's eating something and in her head she's thinking, I shouldn't be eating this. This is not good for me. I don't know why I'm craving this stuff, but I'm going to eat it anyway. I'm going to feel guilty later. I'll eat it again. That stress alone has to start this repartitioning effect.
Well, that's an interesting idea. We do have some examples of what our women reported as stress, and I'll give you a few. One woman reported that she took her son to the doctor. The doctor didn't seem to tend to her son the way she wanted to. She was stressed out not only because of the doctor, but because her insurance wouldn't cover a certain doctor she had wanted to go to, and that was considered by her to be a stressor the day before. So it is absolutely that the stressor is part of it, but it's how the person perceives the stressor. What we did to analyze whether women had stressors was we used a very validated tool called the Daily Inventory of Stressful Events, and it's actually something that is administered as an interview by a trained interviewer who asks certain questions, probing questions, but questions that don't lead the person on into a particular stress. And so with this kind of daily inventory of stressful events interview, we were able to assess how a person perceived their previous day's worth of stress. And if they did perceive that they had a stressful event, such as the one I gave, that was counted as one stressful event. Now, some women had more than one stressful event, and interestingly, we did see that having more than one stressful event seemed to also predict still for about the same amount of decrease in resting energy expenditure.
So it's not a dose-dependent thing. The more stress, the more body fat you're going to store.
Well, so we also looked at, the answer is yes and no. It's not dose-dependent for the decrease in resting energy expenditure. But what we did see is more numbers of stressors the day before predicted for something else we could measure, which is how much fat the person burns during that 6 hours. So not only do you want to be burning calories, but hopefully part of the calories you're burning is the fat that's stored in your fat tissue. And so, unfortunately, if you do have more than one stressor, two stressors reduce your amount of fat that's burned in terms of the types of calories you burn. And three stressors decreased it even more, so you even burned less fat than if you had two stressors than if you had one stressor.
Wow.
So, and remember that we burn calories from basically two primary sources, carbohydrates and fats. You can also burn proteins for calorie energy, but generally, we try to get people to burn fats and carbohydrates.
Okay. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to just touch on this a little more. And then I want to talk about depression, because obviously that's another issue. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. We're talking about how stress and depression may be affecting obesity. And let's face it, everybody is stressed today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. He's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinidrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. We're talking about how we've been talking about how stress affects obesity. We're going to talk a little bit about depression next. But I'm just curious, did you see any hormonal pathways that explain what's going on here? Did we see stress hormones like cortisol and maybe even some of the other adrenal hormones playing a role in this, Dr. Bellery?
Yeah, what we did, so we looked at the interaction of depression and stressors on some of these metabolic changes. And what we found is that if women reported having prior major depressive disorder, in other words, what we sometimes call clinical depression, they reported to have a slower decrease in cortisol after a meal. Mm. And what's important about cortisol is it does seem to promote this fat tissue accumulation in our trunk regions, and we don't know exactly why. There's a number of theories out there, but because this cortisol level did not come down as quickly as it should have in women who reported major depressive disorder, we believe that also promotes that tendency to gain body fat in the mid region or the trunk section of your body. Mm-hmm. And that definitely then predicts again for diseases like heart disease and diabetes, which course, worsen this whole kind of cycle.
Well, you know, and then I want to focus more on depression for a moment. And there was a study done that I talked about. We didn't have the authors on the show, but I've talked about it numerous times. I learned about it last year, and it was a study where they took individuals and had them practice mindfulness before a meal, which they basically closed their eyes, they meditated, they thought of peaceful things, they thought of happy things. They kind of got themselves into a really positive state, letting all the negativity of the day kind of wash away just for that moment. And some of them took as much as 20 minutes before eating a meal in order to be in that zone, if you will. Mm-hmm. And they didn't change anything else about how much they ate or what they ate. All they changed was before every meal, they became mindful, they meditated, they closed their eyes. Some people who were religious prayed and believed that everything in their life was going to be great, and they ate their meal, and they lost weight over the course of 6 months.
Wow. And that would be great to look at their metabolic rates, I think, if those researchers can add that into their next study to really see if their energy expenditure requirements went up. Because we definitely saw with women who perceived that they had stress the day before and had a major depressive disorder that those things additively affected some of their postprandial or post-meal events. And one of those things was how they process triglycerides. Mm-hmm. So we've all had our triglycerides tested because many scientists and clinicians think that high triglycerides predict for heart disease. And in these women, if they had had prior stress and major depressive disorder in their history, they had a heightened increase in triglycerides after the meal, same meal that everybody else was having, and they had a heightened decrease. In other words, their decrease came down very sharply, but not to the same extent as women who had not had previous major depressive disorder history and stressors.
Now, depression makes sense to me and obesity, and the reason is this. Most of us think of depression as something in your head, but when you suffer from depression, the entire organism becomes depressed. And if you could think of depressed as slowing down, on some of the research that we've talked about on the show that identifies a specific group of people that chronic low-grade inflammation seems to be the root of their depression. The scientist that I had on the show explained that in these particular individuals who suffer from major depressive disorder and also were identified as having chronic low-grade inflammation, that when the inflammation was ameliorated, that the depression subsided. This particular group of people, it makes sense because if the body thinks it's fighting an illness, it goes into a hibernation type mode because it wants to cut back on all unnecessary resources to protect the organism and give it everything it needs to heal itself. But the problem with chronic low-grade inflammation is you never heal yourself. So day after day, you slide deeper and deeper into the body wanting to shut down, make you lay down, don't move much because we have to fix this problem. The problem never goes away. So I understand how depression can affect obesity in that area because it shuts down activity. But is there other pathways that depression may be causing a repartitioning effect?
That's what we believe. And so we're interested in this triglyceride response because generally one of the major organs that processes your dietary fats to either put them into storage or put them into packages that your body can use for energy is the liver. And so we know the liver is very important in, again, regulating lipids that are important to predict whether you have risk for heart disease and even diseases like type 2 diabetes. But now we're really trying to understand perhaps the liver was responding in some way mm-hmm. to this meal and to the stressor and then, of course, to the depression that these women reported having.
So, but again, you know, I'm on this whole new kick with my evolutionary rose-colored glasses. And I think to myself, you know, this all makes sense. It's obvious that the body has evolutionary gifts that are designed to allow us to weather the storm. And if the body thinks it's ill and it's depressed and it's slowing down, it's going to try to accumulate fat because it's not sure that the environment is going to provide for us or that we are suited to provide for ourselves. So the body has to do what's best for the body and protect itself by increasing fat. You know, you can't make somebody snap out of depression, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just, to me, it's, it seems to me, and again, I mean, I'm oversimplifying things, but if you get people to start priming the pump, to start moving more and maybe address some of the issues psychologically that are worrying them or depressing them, that this will kind of right itself. Am I wrong about that?
I think that's a great kind of outcome from this kind of research. Of course, we can't prevent the stressors from occurring, but we can help people manage how they process the stress differently by, as you mentioned, perhaps mindfulness and other types of behaviors, but perhaps even also through diet. So if we can use, you know, things that we know lower chronic inflammation, perhaps having more cold water fish in your diets or more fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. that have polyphenols, these compounds that are thought to be anti-inflammatory, you know, perhaps that will help when you do experience that stress to actually process it a little bit better and more healthfully in terms of how you then process what you're eating.
Yeah, and but unfortunately, my concern is that the medical orthodoxy will... And I understand doctors complain about patient compliance. You know, you can't even get a person to take a pill, never mind get up and move more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it just seems to me that a lot of this stuff gets relegated to, you know, well, we just need to give them more medication to get over the depression or, you know, stress begets anxiety. A lot of people are on anxiolytic drugs for that reason, because they can't deal with the stress in their life. So the doctors want to numb them to their stress. That's not the solution either.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. I mean, absolutely, there's a certain place for medications for many clinical diseases and conditions, and I think diet can absolutely make using those medications either a lot more enhanced so that they don't need as much of the medication, or perhaps allow for that medication to work longer, because we often know, too, with certain medications, you become desensitized to mm-hmm. their effects after a few years. And perhaps diet could be that kind of thing that could just maybe enhance the longevity of the effectiveness of the drug or other therapy that is being used.
Yeah, great point. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. We're talking about how stress and depression may predispose you to gaining body fat. This also could be the reason why you can't lose the body fat that you're trying to lose. This is all very, very important stuff. Sometimes it's the subtle changes that make the biggest effects. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce button. Banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Martha Bellery. We're talking about how stress and depression affect body fat. You know, everybody's under stress, too. I mean, really, I think it's safe to say, and I hate to use that perfect storm because everybody uses it, but I mean, we really, if someone said, how could we make people the fattest, the fastest? What are all the components we can do that with? I think that in today's society, we have done it. And this is really an important aspect because everybody feels stressed these days. And learning how to deal with your stress is critical. So where do you go from here, Dr. Bellery? Do you have any research in the wings as a result of what you learned here?
Yeah, we have a few studies that we're designing and in the process of either doing or trying to get funding to do. One that we're wanting to do is to understand if men and women differ. And so you brought up earlier that, you know, women seem to experience stress a little differently than men, and we absolutely agree. So we want to see if men have the same kind of response to a meal if they've had stress in their life in the near recent past, such as the day before their clinical visit. And that should be a study that we hope to be concluding and preparing for publication soon. We don't have the data completed yet. And another thing we really want to do is sort of address that idea that you brought up about, you know, what kinds of things can we do to help people manage their stress better, especially if they have had major depressive disorder. But in some cases, we found even if these women didn't have major depressive disorder history, that they also still responded negatively not in optimal way to their meal if they had stressors. So we want to look at how some dietary components could be modulated or changed to see if those can predict a better response for the women.
Well, there's another aspect here, too, that's worth talking about, especially in the group of women who had breast cancer. I stand to be corrected, but I have to believe that many of them were on an estrogen embargoing type drug or aromatase inhibitors or something like that. And we do know that estradiol blunts adrenal response and is probably why young women seem to be able to juggle so much, raise kids, work, and all that sort of stuff, and a lot of stuff just slides off their back. But then as you get close to that perimenopausal stage, you start saying to your girlfriends and your husband, I just don't know why, you know, the littlest things just drive me crazy now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that estradiol acts kind of like a braking mechanism and tells the adrenals, hey, wait a minute, let's make sure this is really worth kicking you guys into gear. And once estradiol starts to drop, then the adrenals have free rein. So I would love to find out what role, because another aspect that just dawned on me is we know that estrogen is lipolytic. We know that estrogen has been shown both in men and women to cause a reduction in body fat. In fact, some of the most recent research on testosterone and men, when men were given an aromatase inhibitor along with their testosterone therapy, they did not lose the body fat that the men who were not given an aromatase inhibitor did. So I have a funny feeling that some of the sex hormones start playing a role in this whole equation as well.
Absolutely, there could be a role of estrogen and other sex hormones. We did not see a difference between women who are on, for instance, selective estrogen receptor modulators, these SERMs that are given for women in post-cancer treatment to hopefully prevent further cancer, any cancer development. But that doesn't mean there wasn't an effect. We had a smaller subject pool. We only had 58 women, and 12 were on these SERMs, or these estrogen receptor modulators. So we're not sure. When you have negative data, it's a lot harder to know if that's real or if we need to have more subjects to see if there's an effect. But I think you're right. Physiologically, we know that estrogen has lots of effects on both how people respond to hormones associated with stress and also how they respond to meals in terms of metabolism. So further work in that area should be important to do.
Well, and in the chronic inflammation arena, there is a receptor on every cell called a fibroblast activation factor receptor, and estradiol docks it. In fact, in men, when blunt force trauma occurs to the head, the androgens that are aromatizable will aromatize into estradiol to suppress inflammation and swelling of the brain. And the way it does that is that the estradiol, the androgens are siphoned off into estradiol, and then the estradiol activates FAF, and that keeps on a cellular level inflammation at bay. So the other side of the estrogen equation could be in the women who are depressed and fall into that category of individuals that have low-grade chronic inflammation and it affects a depressive response. It could be the lack of estradiol that is not necessarily causing the inflammation, but not making it go away any longer.
Yeah, you're hitting on a really good point about inflammation. Is we think that inflammation is absolutely important to respond to certain things, as you're saying, even a trauma. But there are certain reasons to not have elevated inflammation, such as what you're saying in the brain. Although most wounds, you want some inflammation to bring in those immune cells to kind of clean up the debris and allow for the tissue to heal. So what we know, though, is we then need to see that inflammation come back down so that it's not chronic and allowing for this heightened kind of immune and inflammatory response to keep going. And so perhaps there is something to do with the sex hormones in that as well. And that's a good point. You read very well, Carl.
Yeah.
You do read your literature. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this particular piece of research?
Well, what we did do was we tested two high-fat meals, and we tested high-fat meals because we wanted to see if, you know, when you go and reach for something that is not necessarily the most healthful food, when you're under conditions of stress, perhaps how you respond to that meal is important, and perhaps choosing something or keeping foods in your pantry that are more healthful and can help attenuate that response could be important. And we haven't tested that, but we're pretty sure that kind of stockpiling your healthy parts of your life as best you can to sort of prepare you for those stressful times might be one thing that people can do now, even without evidence. We all know that if we eat more healthfully, get a good night's sleep, get some exercise or activity into our days, we respond better to stress just in terms of our mental health, and that could again feed forward to how we respond physically in terms of body fat and body weight gain.
That's a great point. An easy way to do that is not to buy the foods in the first place and bring them in the house. Because what a lot of people do, look, I'm a former 330-pound person, so I'm a card-carrying ex-fat person, okay? And I know that I used to go to the grocery store and buy certain things and say, well, you know, I can eat just one and enjoy it, but I never just ate just one. I ate the whole box when I sat down to eat them. And so stock your refrigerator with healthy, wild-caught non-genetically modified salmon and fatty fishes if you feel like you want the fats. But keep those healthy things in the fridge and in the house so that when you do binge eat, and that's what we're talking about here a lot of times, you know, somebody goes for food because of its short-term emotional effects, you're going to end up having no choice but to eat good things.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Listen, yep. Dr. Bellary, thanks so much for being back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carl. It was a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one commercial break here, and then obviously the news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to talk about cybernetics. For those of you who aren't aware of cybernetics, it's a very, very interesting concept, I promise you, and how it could be playing a role in both longevity and rejuvenation. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and autopay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Spicy chemical may inhibit gut tumors. Researchers at the University of California San Diego School of Medicine report that dietary capsaicin, the active ingredient in chili peppers, produces chronic activation of a receptor on cells lining in the intestines of mice, triggering a reaction that ultimately reduces the risk of colorectal tumors. The findings are published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. The receptor, or ion channel, called TRPV1, was originally discovered in sensory neurons, where it acts as a sentinel for heat, acidity, and spicy chemicals in the environment. But TRPV1 is also expressed by intestinal cells, where it normally works as a tumor suppressor. As such, the current study suggests one potential activator might be spicy capsaicin, which acts as an irritant in mammals, generating a burning sensation in contact with tissue. The researchers demonstrated a proof of principle by feeding capsaicin to mice genetically prone to developing multiple tumors in the gastrointestinal tract. Improve peer review by making the reviewers better suited to the task. A kite mark that identifies randomized controlled trials reviewed by specifically trained peer reviewers would improve public trust in the robustness of clinical trials, according to an opinion piece in the open access journal BMC Medicine. Jagisha Patel, Biomed Central's medical editor, argues that peer review should be recognized as a professional skill in the clinical medical field. While innovations in trial reporting and the peer review process have increased transparency, there has been little progress in defining the aims and effects or improving the quality of peer review itself. There is vast volume of health information available to the layperson with little or no guidance on its quality or trustworthiness. Jagisha Patel proposes that peer review of randomized controlled trials should be recognized as a professional skill. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. A blood test for suicide? John Hopkins researchers say they may have discovered a chemical alteration in a single human gene linked to stress reactions that, if confirmed, could give doctors a simple blood test to reliably predict a person's risk of attempting suicide. The discovery, described online in the American Journal of Psychiatry, suggests that changes in a gene involved in the function of the brain's response to stress hormones plays a significant role in turning what might otherwise be an unremarkable reaction to the strain of everyday life into suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Researchers focused on a genetic mutation in a gene known as SKA2 and found that its levels were significantly reduced in people who had died by suicide. In another part of the study, the researchers tested three different sets of blood samples and designed a model analysis that predicted which of the participants were experiencing suicidal thoughts or had attempted suicide with 80% certainty. Those with more severe risk of suicide were predicted with 90% accuracy. How is depression related to dementia? A new study by neuropsychiatric researchers at Rush University Medical Center gives insight into the relationship between depression and dementia. The study, published online in Neurology, indicates that the association of depression with dementia is independent of dementia-related brain changes. Participants were screened every year for symptoms of depression, such as loneliness and lack of appetite, and took tests on their thinking and memory skills for an average of 8 years. The researchers found no relationship between how much damage was found in the brain or in the change in depression symptoms over time. People who developed mild cognitive impairment were more likely to have a higher level of symptoms of depression before they were diagnosed, and having a higher level of depression symptoms was associated with more rapid decline in thinking and memory skills.
However, they were no more likely to have any change in symptoms of depression after diagnosis. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new.
Welcome band. Back.
It's called.
My next guest is Professor Francis Helligan. We're going to talk about cybernetic principles of aging and rejuvenation. Welcome to the show, Professor Helligan.
Thank you.
So let's do this first before we discuss the paper that you just published. Tell the audience what cybernetics is.
Well, cybernetics is a science that started about the 1940s when people started to first build automated systems, which eventually evolved into robots. They thought about principles about how you could control a system, how a system could search for certain goals and stay on course in spite of disturbances. And the basic idea of cybernetics is this goal-directed action. A system has a goal, but there are all kind of disturbances that may push it away from its goal, so it needs to counteract these disturbances. And it does that via processes that are called feedback, feed-forward, or buffering. And these are the same kind of processes that our body uses in order to counteract the disturbances that may push us away from our healthy state.
Interesting. Now, so give me an example physiologically of... Obviously, our organism, like every organism, the goal is to live long enough to have offspring. Is that not the our primary goal as a species?
Yes.
Okay. And so the disturbances that we experience are the things in our environment that perhaps could hamper our ability to achieve our goal, right?
Indeed. So a very simple example is when the temperature drops and you start to get cold, the counteraction is that your body needs to produce more heat internally. If that's not sufficient, it may start to shiver or it searches for a shelter. These are all counteractions that you do to combat the disturbance of cooling down.
Now, in your paper, you discuss something that we have talked about on this show quite a bit over the past few years, and that some of these stressors, or these obstacles, if you will, actually are hormetins. They can actually increase our ability to, or strengthen our ability to reach our goal, correct?
Yes. The principle is that the organism needs to learn how to counteract these disturbances, and it cannot learn unless it is subjected to these disturbances. That's one aspect, but another aspect is that the organism always tries to save resources. There is only a certain amount of energy, of nutrients available, and whenever our body is confronted with some disturbance that it knows and that is not considered to be too serious, it will tend to use not all the resources it has, but keep some in store, which typically means that it will repair the damage of the disturbance, but not completely. So we need to kind of force the organism to throw more resources at a problem to react more vigorously. And that's what the hormetin can do. It reminds the organism regularly that it should build up its capacity and that it should throw a lot of resources at the problem.
Okay, so for instance, I love to exercise, to work out with very heavy weights, and then after my workout, I typically like to sit in a 220-degree sauna for about 25 minutes, and then I jump into an ice-cold shower. Is this seen as a hormetic approach, or am I making mistakes and using resources and actually maybe hurting my longevity?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the right strategy because it's the same strategy that I follow. So the heavy exercise means that your body will produce a lot of free radicals. It will tear some muscles. It will use up a lot of energy. It will burn oxygen. It will produce lactic acid. These are all disturbances. And these disturbances need to be compensated. That means that the body will afterwards need to produce internal antioxidants. It will need to rebuild tissues. It will need to replete all kind of things. So the exercise is a typical example of this kind of strong hormetic stressor. The same about the sauna and the cooling down. If the body is heated up, its normal reaction is to produce what is called heat shock proteins. These are kind of special proteins that repair damage. But if the heating is high enough, like in the sauna of 220 degrees, it will produce a lot of heat shock proteins. And these heat shock proteins will repair damage, not only the damage caused by the overheating in the sauna, but also some other damage. So if the stressor is strong enough, the body will tend to overshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Overshoot, in cybernetics, it's a term that you overcompensate.
Yes,
you will compensate more than is strictly necessary. And the reason that the body will do that is because if the stressor is intense enough, it can't take any risks. Because if it would become more intense, it might die. So it can't take any risk of saying, let's play it safely. I'll use a little bit of resources and keep a lot in store. If the shock is strong enough, it will be forced to throw in all what it has. And that is why, let's say, going in a sauna of 220 degrees will be more effective than going in one of 70 degrees.
Ah.
Or the same with the cold. The cold, again, is a strong stressor. The body needs to compensate, for example, by redirecting your blood flow. It forces a lot of changes in the organism. Again, this will force it to react more strongly than it would have done normally.
So what are some other helpful stressors that we can capitalize on, like the ones we just spoke about? What about fasting? My audience and me, we're big fans of periodic fasting and intermittent fasting. There's a lot of people on both sides of this discussion, people who say it's not healthy to fast, and a lot of scientific research that shows that fasting increases things like autophagy and other beneficial repairing of the body. Where do you stand on fasting as a hormetic modality?
Well, it's the same principle that you should subject the body to stress. And my principle is that it should be intense but brief. That means fasting is good.
Uh-huh.
If you do it for one day or maybe 2 or 3 days. It's not so good if you do what they call caloric restriction, which means that you eat a little but for the rest of your life.
Right.
But my idea is that by fasting, you force the body indeed to set in motion a whole range of repair notions. You already noted autophagy. Probably apoptosis is also there, where apoptosis is the recycling of whole cells, not just parts of cells.
Mm-hmm.
These are all mechanisms that we know that rejuvenate the body and that decrease probability of cancer and other diseases. So I think that intermittent fasting is a very healthy approach.
So when we talk about evolution, is not evolution the culmination of all of these obstacles and our desire and ability to overcome them, and actually they become stimuli for our organism to become stronger and maybe even change as a result of our environment?
Yes, I sometimes describe evolution as a problem-solving process. Uh-huh. The organism is constantly confronted with problems. It tries out various actions, various strategies to combat these problems. If it fails, in the worst case, it gets eliminated as natural selection. If it succeeds, it will remember what it did, which means that next time the same problem occurs, it will become better, it will become stronger. So all the challenges you subject yourself to are kind of like trainings. You put problems to the organism, and when it successfully solves them, it will be better prepared for the next problem. It's an information or knowledge accumulating process.
What I want to do is I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this concept of buffering, because I've heard of buffering in computers, but I've never thought of buffering in the human condition. We're talking with Professor Francis Helligan. We're talking about cybernetic principles of aging and rejuvenation. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking to Professor Francis Helligan. We're talking about cybernetics, aging and rejuvenation. So let's talk a little bit about buffering for a second, Professor Helligan, because, you know, we've all heard the term buffering if we've used computers. And in the simplest terms, that the word buffer is to moderate or mitigate the impact of something. And in the case of computers, it's to moderate or mitigate the impact of a loss of bandwidth. So you generally you'll buffer by downloading additional information and having it on your client-side computer, so that if there's a loss of bandwidth, you're not your video doesn't stall or your music doesn't stop. How are you using the term buffering when it comes to cybernetics?
Well, it's essentially the same thing. A buffer is kind of a reserve that you store in order to deal with unforeseen disturbances. In cybernetics, the point is always that you need to do something about disturbances, and you can avoid disturbances in an active way by counteracting them, by doing something that makes the disturbance disappear, or you can do it in a passive way, which means that you basically just dampen or absorb the disturbance. And that's what the buffer does.
So
in the case of the computer, if you have enough information stored, you cannot make the reduction in bandwidth go away. But because you have enough reserves, it doesn't really matter. Another example of a buffer would be a water reservoir.
Say that again, please.
A water reservoir, a water basin,
yes,
in which you store water.
Right.
So suppose that you need to irrigate your fields, but the rain is irregular. Some months it rains a lot, some months it doesn't rain at all. If you collect the water in a big lake, let's say, you can take water off in the moment when it doesn't rain. You cannot make water, but you buffer it. That means you store it in such a way that fluctuations up and down don't matter anymore. So it's a kind of a passive way of absorbing or dampening disturbances.
So give me an example of buffering as it pertains to cybernetic principles of aging and rejuvenation.
Well, one of the disturbances that the body needs to deal with are free radicals. So free radicals can be formed internally by the body, but they can also be induced by some external stressors. Let's say that you spend a lot of time in the sun, the UV light creates lots of free radicals. Your body can counteract those actively by producing its own antioxidants. That's one strategy. But it can also rely on antioxidants that it has stored. For example, it's well known that if you eat tomatoes, lycopene, the lycopene protects against sunburn, because the lycopene tends to get stored in the fat reserves in your cells, mm-hmm, and when ultraviolet radiation creates free radicals in your skin, the lycopene will tend to neutralize those free radicals. So the storage place where that lycopene is acts as a buffer. If you would stay too long in the sun, after a while the buffer would be exhausted. There might no longer be any lycopene. But if you only stay for a few hours in the sun, maybe the lycopene is all you need and you wouldn't get burned.
In the introduction of your paper, you state, aging is commonly understood as a gradual deterioration of the organism due to the passage of time. But this really is not the case, is it?
No, because the deterioration is not something that is inevitable or automatic. when we look at particular systems in the body, we see that there are trends for deteriorating. For example, the most common cause of that is cardiovascular disease, in which people get atherosclerosis, so that their vessels get inflamed and the blood doesn't flow anymore. That's a kind of deterioration, but that is completely preventable. So deterioration is the result of accumulated damage, and that accumulated damage is because the repair mechanisms are not functioning well. So what I define aging as, that's the definition used in biology, is simply the fact that as you grow older in years, the probability that you would die tends to increase. That's the only, let's say, general objective definition of aging, that is that once you have passed your essential lifespan, that means the lifespan enough to reproduce, then we see in the statistics the probability of that increases. Let's say once you're 40, each year you become a little bit more likely to die. But of course, a little bit more likely to die, that can go fast or that can go slow, and that is what you want to avoid, to it going slow. So my approach to life extension is, let's boost those repair mechanisms that will make sure that this deterioration does not happen when it doesn't need to happen.
So how do we do that? How do we boost these repair mechanisms, and what repair mechanisms specifically are critical to this longevity prescription?
Well, I don't make a specific distinction between critical and non-critical mechanisms, because I think we only know a small part of all the mechanisms that our body uses to repair damage. I mean, there are some well-known ones. There is, for example, antioxidants that combat free radical damage. There are mechanisms that repair DNA damage. There are mechanisms that, to some degree, repair the damage caused by sugar molecules, glycation. Mm-hmm. These are some of the better known mechanisms that cause damage, but I'm sure there are others. So my strategy is not to look at one particular mechanism, but to have a strategy that in principle applies to all of them. And I call this strategy the buffering challenging strategy. So the buffering is to build up reserves that can absorb unforeseen disturbances. The challenging is to challenge the organism to become stronger, to react more powerfully, to increase its capabilities of reacting to any kind of disturbance.
See, and this is something that I have instinctively believed for a very long time. And I have to say this, that, and we've talked about it on this show, part of the longevity prescription, in my humble opinion, is to make the body stronger. And through extreme exercise, through heavy resistance training, whatever heavy is to the individual person, constantly trying to progress, progressive overload training. Because when we talk about organisms like viruses, we talk about how strong they are. They're able to resist antibiotics. This strength is a dynamic that the organism experiences. And if you are stronger, a strong individual, you have upgraded cardiovascular capabilities, you have upgraded aerobic capabilities, you have upgraded abilities to digest more food because you're increasing some of your dietary consumption, obviously with periodic intermittent fasting and eating the right kind of foods, but the body can handle fuel better. When we become stronger, this is the key to producing a resistant organism, is it not?
Well, it depends how you define stronger. If you think in terms of pure physical or muscular strength, then I would say it's an important component, but it's not the whole. Strength could, for example, also be psychological strength. It could be the strength of your liver in detoxifying poisons. It could be the strength of your intestines in digesting a wide variety of foods. So it's not only the strength in the sense of the power, of the quantity, of the intensity that you can generate. It's also the diversity of things, and that's what I might call adaptivity. And that's another important concept in cybernetics. It's called the law of requisite variety. You should not only be able to act strongly, you should also be able to act in a very wide variety of ways.
Okay, I want to stay with this thought. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick it up right where we're leaving it off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Professor Francis Helligan.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This is really getting interesting now. We're talking with Professor Francis Helligan. We're talking about cybernetics and how it can affect longevity and rejuvenation. So I want to elaborate on what I meant before when I talked about progressive resistance training. It's just an aspect of what we talk about on the show. It's one of the important aspects, I believe, for the organism. And it also improves mental strength, because when you're working with heavy weights, you must be very focused. You have to deal and cope with stress and manage it properly. But more importantly, if you're training like that and you're looking to make progress and become stronger, you must be eating properly. And we adhere to an ancestral nutrition approach. I don't like to even call it fasting anymore, Professor Helligan, because that kind of energizes a lot of zealots out there when you talk about fasting. I like to talk about a more ancestral eating meal frequency pattern, because our ancestors went for long periods of time without food, which allowed them to become metabolically flexible and still be able to function well without eating every couple hours, which we've become now. But also a more ancestral sleep pattern, adhering to sunrise and sunset to accommodate the suprachiasmatic nuclei and circadian rhythm. And then also managing stress differently, because we live in an environment of stress and we must shield ourselves somehow or learn to cope better with stress, because that plays a role in weakening the organism as well. This kind of chronic stress, I mean. I don't mean the stressors that we're talking about here that have a hormetic effect. I mean the chronic stress of worrying about your life every minute of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. What you call the ancestral pattern, I prefer to call the Paleolithic. Probably people have heard about Paleolithic nutrition.
Sure.
But I speak about the Paleolithic lifestyle, which is all the other things you said, combating stress, doing exercises, having contact with nature, having a more natural day and night rhythm, and also eating at irregular moments. It's called fasting and feasting. That means for longer periods you go without food, but when you have food, you eat as much as you want.
Yes, and I agree completely. And these are a lot of the things that we talk about on this show for a very, very long time. So in your opinion, is this the basis for better longevity and increased rejuvenation of the body?
Yes, according to the theory that I propose, which is a combination of cybernetics with evolutionary theory, that seems to be the most logical way to achieve longevity.
So what are your peers saying about this paper that you published? Do you get a lot of people applauding you, or are they saying, look, you know, there's nothing you can do, you're not going to live longer, just get used to it?
Well, the paper is only just published, so I haven't gotten many reactions yet. The people, let's say, within my own research community, they agree with it, but I would have expected that. I haven't yet received reactions from people outside the community. I did get a reaction from one referee who came from the hormetic community, which is not the same as the one I belong to, and who clearly liked the paper, so I think it may have a positive effect.
So where do you go from here after writing this paper? I'm sure that if a review of research, there's probably enough research out there today that we could look at, and it would either fit into this model or not fit into this model. So should we be looking towards doing reviews of research, or should we be looking at new studies to try to support this this notion?
I think that a lot of research now is misaimed, in the sense that they start from one paradigm and then they get kind of contradictory results. One of the reasons why I called it a buffering, challenging approach is because buffering and challenges are kind of at the first sight opposites. Buffering means protecting yourself, building up reserves, making sure you're surrounded by things that can help you, like taking antioxidants, while challenging is the opposite. It's putting yourself into danger, getting under disturbances. And the traditional approach, let's say, has been more of the buffering approach, like we have to protect ourselves.
Right.
But then recently there has been the counter movement of the hormetic science, which says, well, we shouldn't always protect ourselves against bad things. Sometimes bad things have actually a positive effect because they force the body to react. what I think is original in my approach is that I combine the two and that I say, yes, the body will react to bad things and because of that become stronger, but it will only do so if it has enough resources right. in the first place to build up that strength. So, and that's the buffing approach. If you do only the buffing and you just eat a lot and just sleep a lot and just avoid all possible dangers, obviously that's not going to work because from an evolutionary point of view, we know that the body has been programmed if you wish to be lazy. It will not spend resources that it doesn't have to spend. So if you give it more resources than it needs, it will just accumulate them and not learn how to use them. So that is why you need really this combination of the two at first sight opposite approaches, and traditional research typically is in one of the two paradigms and then cannot explain. For example, there is an ongoing controversy in the medical literature about antioxidants. There is lots of evidence that say that they work, that it works. Other evidence says that it doesn't work, and then there are these contrasting explanations. The hormetic explanation is, well, actually, you shouldn't take antioxidants because the body needs to learn to make its own. If you take antioxidants, the body doesn't learn to make its own antioxidants. That's why people who take vitamin C don't live longer. On the other hand, if you give particular types of antioxidants in particular circumstances, they do seem to protect, they do seem to prolong life. For me, the solution is your body needs to learn how to make its own antioxidants. For that, it needs to be stressed, which we can do most easily by intense exercise. But on the other hand, it's good to provide it with additional antioxidants, and there, again, the cybernetic approach is the wider the variety, the better. Just taking one or two antioxidants like vitamin C is not going to have any positive effect. Taking, on the other hand, a wide variety of the kind of antioxidants that plants produce, of which in many cases we eat the plant with, we don't know what's all in there,
right.
is much more likely to be useful because it's again, the law of requisite variety. The higher the diversity, the more probability that one of them will do what it's supposed to do and help you.
It makes perfect sense to me. It really, really does. And I'm sure that most of the people in the audience are thinking the same thing. You know, you can't just sit back and hope that your body will be prepared for an assault unless you train it a little bit. And it's kind of like, you know, if a stream is a constant movement of water, so you have water coming in, you have water going out from, let's say, where you're standing, and a puddle is when the water is sequestered and just sits there dormantly, and it becomes vile and disgusting. The body is the same way. You have to be constantly expending energy, and you have to be utilizing antioxidants to quench oxidative stress produced from activity, and you also have to be bringing them in at the same time. It just makes perfect sense. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to discuss the importance of methylation in this discussion. We're talking right now with Professor Francis Helligan. We're talking about cybernetics and longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay
more for TV. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Francis Helligan. We're talking about cybernetics. Right now, we're going to change it up just a little bit and talk about methylation, because I think a lot of us forget about the value of methylation and its effects on DNA and DNA replication. So talk about methylation a little bit, its importance, and what we should be focusing on as it relates to this this paper.
Well, I must say I'm not a specialist in the chemistry of methylation. I just know that there are a number of molecules that are so-called methyl donors, mm-hmm. which means that they have a methyl group attached to them that can be easily removed. These are typically a number of B vitamins. There is choline, betaine, that have these additional methyl groups, and there are lots of reactions, chemical reactions in the body that require these methyl groups, in particular for DNA repair, and if there are not enough methyl groups available, these reactions will be blocked. So taking methyl donors is one of the examples of what I call buffering, providing a reserve of material that's just there, available in the body, whenever it's needed to solve some problem.
You have betaine listed here. I just recently started taking betaine, but I'm talking about trimethylglycine, betaine anhydrous. Is that the one that you talk about in the paper as well?
Yeah, TMG,
yes.
Betaine, choline,
yeah.
Folate.
And actually, trimethylglycine, glycine in and of itself, the amino acid glycine in and of itself is supposed to be beneficial for detoxifying pathways, they say. So,
well, I mean, with amino acids, I always have a difficulty. Whenever you read research, you will find that some amino acid is good for something, and my approach is simply take all of them, which means eat protein,
yeah,
and preferably animal protein, because then you will be sure that you have all the amino acids.
Right, right, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people have been scared away from proteins because of misguided information that's designed to promote a vegan lifestyle, at least here in the United States. There is a big movement.
Yeah, I know these kind of people as well, and I've had some, passionate debates with them.
Well, you know, and there's so many good, there were two good studies that came out of the UK that I put in my blog last year, I think it was, when I had Dr. Lauren Cordain on the show. He's been a frequent guest mm-hmm. on the show. And, you know, we talked about the realities of a vegan diet, and people who are vegans do not fare better. They fare pretty much the same as omnivores as far as heart disease and all cause mortality. And so unless you're eating vegan for religious purposes, you know, animals, then I can respect that. If that's your choice, fine. But if you're eating vegan because you think you are going to be healthier and you think you're going to live longer and you think you're going to be disease free, One of the studies from the UK had 66,000 subjects involved in it. And they came back and said that vegans do not live any longer and they are not any healthier, period, end of story. So
I even had another study in Austria where it turns out it was the opposite, that vegetarians were actually less healthy than non-vegetarians. I mean, one of the problems with these studies is usually that they compare people who are actively looking after their health by
right.
being vegetarian and being vegan with ordinary people who don't care much and who would eat just any kind of junk
yes.
that they get in front of them. And then obviously you will find that those who are more careful tend to be better. So one of the studies I also saw was where they compared customers from health food shops and they divided them in the vegetarian ones and the non-vegetarian ones. And there also it turned out that the non-vegetarian ones were actually slightly healthier than the vegetarian ones.
That's great.
But if you control for the fact that vegetarians generally spend more energy looking after their health, if you control for that, then you find out that vegetarians are not healthier, rather the opposite.
And I would love to see them do a vegetarian and paleo, because we have enough people in the paleo community now that we could probably
yeah,
do a well-done
be,
study.
That would be very good. There are not enough large-scale studies of paleo, and that's what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a great discussion, and I applaud you writing this paper. A lot of the things that you talk about in this paper are the foundations of the beliefs that myself and this audience have come about on our own over the course of the past 9 years. And so it's very refreshing to read something from someone outside of the this community that supports a lot of the things that we believe in. I think it's great. I want to thank you very much for being on the show today, Professor Helligan.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Take care. So there you go. Great stuff. Also, I want to thank Dr. Wow, isn't this funny? I can never remember my first guest's name. I know her last name is Bellary, and I apologize. Martha, right? Yeah, okay. Dr. Martha Bellary for coming on during the first hour and talking about the effects of stress and depression on metabolic response and obesity. Really, really important discussion because the majority of the nation is stressed and the majority of the world is stressed. And I have to find that study. I believe it was from 2011 where they took individuals and just had them be mindful before every meal and they changed nothing else about their meals. I want to look at the study and scrutinize it and make sure that they weren't eating less, that they still ate all the food that they normally would eat because of time constraints. You know, by the time they, if they spent 15, 20 minutes getting into that zone and then they ate and they didn't have enough time to finish their meal, well, obviously there's a reduced caloric intake as a result of it. I'd like to look at the study because if the study really does show that the only effect was that they got themselves out of that stressed mode that we so many of us are in and don't even realize anymore, that the effects of being de-stressed actually made them lose body fat. That would be a really interesting discussion to have on the Transevolutionary Fitness radio show because we talk about mindfulness on there all the time. And I'll tell you something about those of you who think you're not stressed. In 1998, I was rushed to the hospital with an irregular heartbeat one of the times. And as soon as I got in there, they checked my blood pressure. My blood pressure was through the roof. So the first thing that they did was they gave me an injection of lorazepam, which is a sedative. You know, it's a benzodiazepine. And I remember when they gave me the shot, I remember sitting on the gurney, you know, in the emergency room, the hospital bed, and the nurse was standing there, and she gave me the shot, and all of a sudden I felt, what I felt was, oh my God, I'm dying. I said, look, something's wrong. She goes, what's the matter? I said, I don't know, whatever you just injected in me, it's not working because something's wrong. I'm telling you, I think I'm dying. And so she checked my pulse and she checked my blood pressure again. She goes, no, your pulse just came down to normal and your blood pressure came down to normal. She goes, what you're feeling is all the stress that you've been feeling is just washed away. You know, that moment in time stood out in my mind for years until now. When you get into a stress situation, you don't have a little brain above your big brain going, you know, this is not normally how you feel. You're really stressed right now. You just get used to being in that stress position. And you become used to it. And when you get out of it, you feel like something's wrong. So don't think that because you feel like you're handling your stress in your life well, that you are not under stress. You just may have become so accustomed to feeling that way that it's just like any other day. Keep that in the back of your mind. All right, listen, it's Monday. We got a lot of good shows for you for the rest of the week. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.